shall we pray. Heavenly Father, we're very grateful to know you're here in a way that you have not been here previously, especially in respect to manifestation and bringing out that role that now lies within you, that particular segment which we are going into, which is all the more revealing of thyself and yourself, greatly in preeminence and greatly magnified, Lord. We just ask you to be with us in the study of your word. May everything come to that end that you have the preeminence and you have the glory, the honor, and the worship. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. You may be seated. We're, I believe, number 5 now in the message of the rising of the sun. And we are well aware that this is an Easter message. And it is about the resurrection of Jesus. That's where it started back there. But, of course, we're moving up to this hour. And whereas that the Easter rising of Jesus was responsible for a Pentecost, which was the outpouring of the Holy Ghost, and it was there that mechanics and dynamics came together. And I'll just get that on page 30. Just read it to you for a second in there. Page 30, and it says, but all of a sudden dynamics came, where before the dynamics came, they were just mechanics. Now, as I was saying, that the resurrection and manifestation at that time brought forth the waving of the Holy Spirit in the form of the pillar of fire, bringing forth a first fruit, looking down the road to it, of course, even as he was that great first fruit. So in this hour, there is another waving of the same Holy Spirit, and the pillar of fire has come down and waved himself over the people. And now we are looking for the complete deliverance and redemption that has been promised to us. Now, before we proceed any further, just want to try to get our thinking lined up as relative to the great giver of gifts and what lies in those gifts experientially and what lies in the giver himself. Now, here is what I see, a very tragic concept in this hour. People have so aggrandized, and perhaps rightly so, the baptism with the Holy Ghost that they have, perhaps not intentionally, but unintentionally, so that it leaves only a true bride who will intentionally give greater glory to the baptizer than the baptism. See, this is what we're looking at. We are looking at the very presence of God. Now, Abraham had a covenant which was in the flesh, which is what we compare to the baptism. And that's fine. But the covenant, even though, let us say, it represents, and we might even say was the baptism, that did not quicken either Sarah or Abraham. It took the special visitation of God, but remember that special visitation of a special quickening to that end was only upon two special people who had a first special quickening. So if you're not specially quickened by the Holy Ghost, you'll miss this. Amen. Now, if you're having trouble, listen, there's one thing. You haven't stood this long for nothing. Bow your heart before God and ask the Holy Spirit to come in and believe that He will come in. Because there's got to be something wrong. You follow what I'm saying? Now, let's look at, we haven't read COD pages 19 to 22 for nothing all this time. And he says, I say this with reverence. Oh, I don't know if I got it with me. I brought my piano like all musicians. I hope, yes, I brought my piano. Ha ha! Let me read it for you. And we say this with reverence and love and respect. See, as Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever, and also in the last days as it was before Lot, or in Lot's time in Sodom, so shall it be in the day that the Son of Man reveals himself again, revealing himself now in this last day, the Logos that was upon Jesus, which he has become from that back to the pillar of fire again, and has descended down to the earth. Now, he's here. Now, what is he here for? He is here, of course, as Brother Branham said, in order to raise the dead. All right, now, the waving of himself over the people is to a tremendous end. And we should never, ever get our wires crossed, but begin to put the preeminence where preeminence is. Preeminence is not upon the baptism, it's upon the baptizer, because without the baptism, you can't have, the baptized, you can't have baptism. The thing, if God didn't make a hint, you couldn't get eggs. Doesn't say one thing about God creating eggs. That God created a hen. All right. The baptism comes forth from the baptizer. So everybody, see, it's logical then to understand we should be looking for the baptizer. Having been sealed in by the baptism. Why do you think today people are running around trying to find their parents? Kids are adopted by the millions, and there's a spirit upon those kids. I gotta find out. I gotta find out. I gotta find out. I gotta find out. It's a type in the world. Brother Branagh said the mule doesn't know his mammy and his pappy. So he's a cotton picking mule. But the horse is a thoroughbred. He's got his genealogy. And it's very strange, there's only one animal that is a thoroughbred, that's a horse. Everything else is purebred. That's right, I think I know my biology, zoology. Hey, ain't that right, Greg? Yeah, it's only one. You can look it up in your books, unless I was taught wrong. Which I could have been, but not when the prophet gives me my thoughts on that one. All right, now, we're going to go to page 19 and read in verse... Oh, I didn't go. Where did I go yet? Well, I'm ready to go to page 19. No, I've got to go to page... Yep, 19. Then I go back to 15. All right, page 19. Here we are, 7. Now, if the Spirit in him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you... Now, watch. If the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, that him has an obligation to you. Now, see, not the Spirit of him. You understand what I'm saying? Look, as simple as ABC. I don't know if we can get something any clearer on the board here. I don't think it'll become any clearer than what I'm talking about already. But, all right. Here is God. Okay. Now, he's Spirit. And Brother Branagh said, now, down through the Bible here, we showed you, the Spirit's coming down here, Spirit revealed word. Okay, down here. Here's you. Okay, what happened? God, having set forth a word, brings the Spirit down now, and you receive this. Now, what you receive is the Spirit of God, a modicum. But you don't receive God per se. Only Jesus did. Now, this binds you into this. Then what should I be looking for in everything? If God is consistent, what should I be looking for? I should be looking for somehow to come in direct contact with him who gave.
Amen. That's right.
That's the headship. Mm-hmm. And you can't get people to understand any more than nothing. They sang Dr. Simpson's wonderful song that we put in the church age book. Once it was the giver, once it was the gift, now it's the giver. So we're trying to bring you to a place of understanding what he says here. Now, if the Spirit in him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, that modicum, he, that same Spirit, is going to raise you. So, and that's too physical. Then what is everybody on the other side waiting for? That Spirit to get them out. Now, the Old Testament saints are already risen. Oh my, the predestined one, of course, like seed lay in the earth. So, we go back now to page 15, paragraphs 2-4. The first one, although he'd been typed many times, as we'll see later, he was typed, took you over to Leviticus there, bypassing Exodus. But this is really the first fruits of them that slept. He was waved over the promised seed that had the promise of life. That's the baptism with the Holy Ghost. Now in type, he's got to be waved over you to get you out of the ground and to change you. That's why common sense should have taught us we should have been looking for the return of Jesus Christ in the form of the Holy Ghost. Not Pentecost. Not Pentecost. This is harvest time. Get a woman impregnated. Cap. All you know is the act. You can't see the sperm and you can't see the egg. But you try not to see the results 9 months later. And you'll never turn the baby back to an egg and an egg and a sperm again. God didn't cause a new nature, and people can't even figure that. How's the church going to get delivered? Except by the one that started it. See, they should have been looking for it. Brother Branham said it so truly. Justification gives way to sanctification. Sanctification doesn't get baptism. Baptism is the Holy Ghost himself. You see, it's so simple. He was waved over the promised seed that had the promise of life. Huh. Doesn't do anybody good except the bridegroom be waved over and back here. Look, let me tell you something. Pretty hard to say certain things because you tip your hand. But just try to keep waiting personalities. We talk about him with burning eyes. That's supposed to be Jesus anyway, not William Branham, anybody else. He's coming back with eyes that are on fire. On this hand, he's coming back with great eyes of love and tenderness. Now, what I'm trying to show you is this. People get all carried away with manifestations and even the dramatic roles and everything that God is playing, not realizing that God is behind it. So when you talk about Prince of Peace, you talk about Judge, you talk about this, you talk about that, and I do, we're prone to let it detract from the sheer, monolithic, tremendous God. And I'm using those words the best I can to let you understand when you're dealing with God, just deal with God. Let your mind go until you can go back to the beginning. For there was simply God. And all that has been within him that he has revealed over 6,000 years in the plan of redemption, that's great, that's fine. We're happy for it. So I'm trying to get you to see a picture which is a little unclear to me because it's too hard to put these things in words. One may see him with blazing eyes, one may see him with calm eyes. But it's God. Now that's the one we're trying to get you. And you can't do it. He came to us. Amen. Now listen. The thing is, when you know the roles and why he came, then you reconciled us all over. You've come to unity. Because that's exactly what Abraham was. He staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. And it said he considered not thoroughly pursued his, perceived his own body, thoroughly perceived. That means consider, to analyze it, to synthesize, and this and that. He didn't pay any more attention to his bodies or Sarah's than nothing. But he gave glory to God. Why? Because in the presence of God, he believed God. And his belief of God was one who quickens the dead and calleth those things which are not as though they were. That's why it's hard for people to see Romans 8, we're already glorified. Why? Right, because this is the hour and God can't fail. All right. He's waved over us. In other words, manifested and proven he is risen as the same yesterday, today, and forever. And what was the yesterday? Don't take it back to Pentecost. Take it back to Abraham and Sodom and Gomorrah. Amen. Promise given. Going to produce the Son in flesh. He's going to be here upon earth with you. See? Through a bride. Through a bride tree. See, the groom, the bride comes from the groom, and now the groom, the bride brings the groom back. Using the term loosely, trying to get the picture. That was the Alpha of this Omega. Making him the same yesterday, today, and forever. See? Now you had an era started at Pentecost when he was waved starting it. Now you've got it waved when he's finishing it. And when he finishes it, you've got to go back to the Gentiles. Sodom, Gomorrah. When a whole nation was homosexual. And Landers and her crap. Quoting her cruddy authorities. Of 2 to 4%, or maybe 10% homos, and the homos laugh at her and say, come out of your closet, Ann. We're all over the country. And they're the ones who have rightly said that the third sex will be the number one sex. The unisex. Insex. Crawl back in the woodwork. Don't get your lines straight or tangled up in days like this. Put your types everything where they belong. Get to see where the waving was. And what the waving's all about. See? He's not preaching Easter 2,000 years ago. He's preaching Easter now.
That's right.
Let's get another picture while we're at it. 1964 in March, the sixth seal broke, right? 20 years later, 1984, the Pope's in the same place. There's that funny 20 again. Half an hour of silence. Maybe it's not 21, it's maybe 20, I don't know, but 1984 is a very strong year, and don't you fool around with 84, my brother, sister. I'm going to tell you, things are quickening.
Amen.
I told you, if you're less honest than me, you're a crook. I've never been more honest in my life than this hour, or more truthful. You stick with this word will take care of it. Let me tell you something, brother. Get this and get it flat this morning. The Word made it and the Word keeps it.
Amen.
Then stick with the Word.
Amen.
If I've got dibbies on Rockefeller's credit card, I'm not going to pick up one of yours. Pooey. None of you can touch a Rockefeller altogether. Give me Rockefeller's credit card. Then give me God's. His credit card is the Word. You say credit card? Yes, because the word credit means honest. Credible? Have you heard the word credible? Confrontation, proliferation, all those words, they're right in the Bible. Should you read where Brother Branham said Russia has found her place? Russia has found her place. Oh, we hate Russia because we're sure that Russia hates us.
But you, why does everybody go to Russia and say, oh, there's not the crime there. Oh, sure, there's a lot of booze, but there's not the drugs, there's not this, there's not that. And they say they want peace, and the people do want peace. And why they want to take a crack at us? Because they're scared stiff of us, that's why. Because they know our record, and their record's not good either. And they're going to kill the whore. They got to kill her. There's no way they will not burn her, brother, sister, because it was the whore that brought Russia where she was. Amen. Under the Tsars, the Roman, the Catholics, which was Eastern Orthodox. Remember, Rome had two legs, Eastern and Western divisions. Sure. Okay. He was waved at the day of Pentecost. Came a rushed out a rushing wind, waving, mighty rushing wind that waved over the people. Pentecost, the people's up at Pentecost waiting for the blessing to come. To be waved again, we realize, in the last day, according to Luke 17:30. Not to rebaptize, but to seal in and take away. This is the true baptism, the true baptizer. This is the one where there's no phony baloney with it. In other words, I'm trying to get across to you, sister, there's no false anointing with this one. You can't be part in the word and part out. Forget it. I mean, come on. In the days that the S-O-N of man will be revealed or waved over the people again. Same pillar of fire. Now, who is this Son of Man? In the beginning was the Word is with God, and the Word was God. The Word is made flesh and dwell among us. He's telling you. The same God that appeared in flesh is appearing here in a pillar of fire. But not to start a church, but to end the church. Headship to headship. Now, and of all the teaching that we have and confirmation of the Word of God, by Word of God, by signs, by wonders, we see today in the book of Luke here, just quoted chapter 17, verse 30, Malachi 4, different scriptures we're acquainted with, that the Word again is waved over the... What Word? God! Now, not the whole Word is this book. Some have passed away. Some doesn't belong to us. And he's not talking about Word per se. He is talking about Word as God in manifestation. Elohim, the Almighty. And he hasn't left one part of him on the throne either. And he's not spermatizing either. He's right down here. See? Now, and that Word again is waved over the people. That dead traditions of man is dead, and the Son of God is alive again with the baptism of the Holy Spirit right amongst us and is giving us life. All right, the same one at Pentecost is here now, not for Pentecost, although he can be baptizing with the Holy Ghost and the last few coming in and keeping, that's all right, but he's here for the specific purpose of Genesis 18. Abraham. As Christ was the one to raise from all the prophets and so forth, although checked in many places, he was the first fruit of those that slept. In the bride coming of Christ. Now what's he doing? He came down to take the bride out of organization. Now the mighty angel that came down to him and cried the loud voice, come out of her, my people, is part of that shout. And the angel is the manifestation of God. Because that manifestation becomes a messenger to us, as it was to Moses. The messenger was there in the flame of fire. And he said, there's a message there. Oh, he said, what is the message? Why doesn't the breath of the bush burn? I'll find out what the message is. Why the bush doesn't burn. There was a message to Moses. The bush is burning and it's not consumed, Moses. Take a look. He said, hey, that's a message to me. Ha ha, something is going on. So therefore, the pillar of fire, the brother Branham, something is going on, caught his attention. What's going on? A message. And the great miracles came forth. A message. What's going on? Rest of Mr. Cap. They put it down to Acts 2 and 4, and it's not Acts 2 and 4. Not starting the church. You're closing the church. That's the whole thing. In the bride coming of Christ coming out of the church, there'll be a sheaf waved again in the last days. Oh, my. People say, ah, old brother Branham, poor old boy. He sure flipped his lid on that one. What is his bride coming to Christ? Who ever heard of a bride coming to Christ waving a sheave? And tell me what it means in Luke 17 and 30. Come and stand against him. Men died trying it. And he ran up like whipped little puppy dogs when they confronted him in two great occasions, one in Waterloo, I am one in Chicago. Oh, waiting for that resurrection morning. Hallelujah. I'm waiting. Bless God. I can't wait. Say, Brother Dave, you got a spirit of vengeance. Well, you've got a spirit of hell as far as I'm concerned. Because the word vengeance means vindication to begin with. I mean, you've got a thing vindicated. I mean, tell you, you get a kid to put his hand in fire and you say, see, it burns you. Come on, want some more? But a kid that goes, okay, he's a nut. You know what I mean? A real nut. Something missing. Brain's gone. Demon's gone. Something's gone. Do what you want. I don't give a rip. I'm not trying to preach tough or be tough. Just the truth. I can't just, I'm not fooling anyone. You see, I believe something gets a hold of you. Gravity. The gravitational spirit of Almighty God, but it's a pull-up this time. quickening, pulling up. Like sun pulls up the water, pulls up the seed. We're going to that. We get time. We ain't going to get time. Forget it. Just blew my vacation again. Except I just may go away and think it over. Oh, they can't believe that, see. Now watch. Who is that great spirit? He is mechanics and dynamics. In other words, mechanics will be what the prophet saw. Pillar of fire. Mechanics will be what we saw in all the mighty manifestation. Then comes another mechanics, which leads to the Word. And the Word, having been proven to be living, same one now, is going to raise us from the dead. He's mechanics and dynamics. In the beginning was the Word is with God, and the Word became flesh. What became flesh? That mechanics. There he is again. Pillar of fire, back to the pillar of fire. Now what's he doing? God is spirit. So what's he going to do? Prove himself to the people. And when he proves himself to the people, and the people understand the proof, I don't care what he said about this hour, it's going to happen. And only the elect will know it. Now this, you've got to have both mechanics and dynamics to be the bride. You've got to have the Word. You've got to have the Holy Spirit baptism. Or you'll never get this. And then people turn around and say, well, I believe I'm full of the Holy Ghost. I spoke in tongues. Ain't full of nothing. They're anointed. But no more got the Spirit of God, brothers, the baptism of the Holy Ghost, than nothing. There's no way. Well, they say, I can't believe that. Well, why don't you believe then the Bible? It says, Caiaphas prophesied. And he prophesied the death of Jesus. And unless Caiaphas was later on born again, he was circumcised as sure as you and I sit here believing the words of the seed of God. History tries to tell us Caiaphas was converted. I haven't the least idea. I got no record. I'm not going to speak for him. They see something's wrong, so he says, well, look at it. That person just got to have. Are you trying to tell God? When God says that person don't got. Look, I paid me a price, brother, sister, to spit in God's face and make him a liar. You do what you want. I hope I've learned my lesson. I'd ditch all of you. You say, Brother Vail, don't Brother Vail me. I'm the kind of pastor that can see you through because I point you right to him. Amen. Say, don't you look at me. You're all cut your little cotton picking throats and watch your blood does it ooze out. You ain't got no blood in you, believe in me. Fat bunch of stones and turnips. It's his word. Get your eyes on him. I learned my lesson. I hope. I don't know. Made him a liar, everything else for people. Mm-mm. No, I don't want to be that kind of a person. You got to have both to be bride. First of all, you got to be seed that came out of the ground. There's got to be some flesh for God to work on. Took you out of one lump. But if you're the right kind of seed, the Holy Spirit found you. If the Holy Spirit found you, then the Word of God comes to you. And because you got the Holy Ghost, the Word is quickened, and you're one of those who recognize. You see, he said the horse recognizes man named Pappy, because you see, he's got the genes in him. The old mule goes on, so I don't know what kind of genes, like a bruh, because when you like a horse, and believe I told you about the jackass that was going to be the king of the jungle, so he put the lion's robe on him. He opened his mouth to roar, you know what came out. Aren't you glad God made nature the way he made it? And no, there's nobody needs to get fooled anymore. It's wide open, brothers and sisters. The veil's been tore off of creeds and denominations and all that sort of jazz and junk, you know. It's all over. I hope you're getting what I'm saying. I talk too fast for your good and my good, but look, thoughts keep pouring in. All right, we go to page 28, 3 and 4. We're going to start there. Now look, been quickened. You were once dead in sin and trespasses, and darkness has he quickened. Now notice that he's using the very scripture Paul used. Alienated by the darkness of your minds. To come into Christ is to come into light. L-I-G-H-T, period. Man says he's born again and he hasn't walked in light. Ha! I know more born again knows about the blood than nothing. Kurt's right. That's the Bible. Mary, you and I think. What's that got to do with it? Ha! That's like you saying, Brother Bill, I don't think God eats that chicken. I say, shut your mouth, I paid for it. My wife Fred, I'm eating that chicken. Say, Tim, give me one reason. Well, it's a poison. Well, you don't know, do you? What do you know about that chicken? Don't try to tell God. You can't tell me. What chance you've got to tell God? That's the joke of the century. As I told those guys come around and try to tell me to do it. I said, listen, I can't even hear from God. I'm too stupid, too stubborn. Plus, listen to you. Fat. I ever found once God let me down and told me a lie. Oh, birds. You know one thing? I'll tell you something. God's got eagles, not a bunch of crows. Now, by what? He said, you were dead and you're quickened from darkness. By what? His spirit that raised up Jesus on Easter morning from the dead. And if it dwells in your mortal bodies, now watch, it also quickens, brings to life, makes it subject to the Word. Now he's talking about today and waved over the people today. How can you claim to have the Holy Spirit and show yourself away from the Word? You're quickened by something else. Come on, brother, sister. What was he quickened by to bring forth Cain? Serpent sperm. Then cannot people be quickened by the devil today? Yes. With the creeds and the dogmas and the hogwash. And remember, since God is the source of our life, they can be 100% anointed to miracles and everything else and miss the Word 100%. Now, you're quickened by something else, for it will quicken your mortal bodies to the Word. Why the mortal bodies? Because you've got a mind up here you can think with that contains the Spirit. You've got a choice which pew you sit in. It'll quicken your mortal bodies to the Word. Sure it will. You can't run without it. You'll just splutter if you don't believe all of it. If you have part gasoline and part water. Yep. And go nowhere, see? You got to have 100% gasoline. If you don't, you're backfiring. You got no power. But they can raise the dead and heal the sick. Preach like a house on fire. Have thousands lying the altar. Oh, yeah. Live like they came out of the pocket of God. They're so sweet, so nice, and everything else. Pentecostal pussycat, but just stroke the fur the wrong way and watch where the sweetness goes. From up the smokestack. But I believe this. I don't believe that. Pum, 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 pum. There you go. She ain't going nowhere. But oh my, when you take the fullness, let it light upon that. Every word is the truth. He's telling you right now, you cannot mix the Word of God with one word. Maybe you don't understand it. Maybe you don't live it. Stand there and admit it. See? But notice now. Notice it's just little like a little seed lying in the ground. Now potentially you are resurrected. You're resurrected when you receive the Holy Spirit in you. You're resurrected right then. Your body's potentially resurrected. On what ground? The sealing of a promise to you. But the promised hour isn't yet. In other words, the one that put his spirit in you is going to get you out of the ground. Now, if everything goes right into pregnancy, when a woman is impregnated by a man, then naturally she's going to have a baby. Now, you don't know just what that baby's going to be, boy or girl or this and that. And you don't know what your body's going to be, except you got a promise it's going to be like his. But you don't know what his body's like. When Charlie Cox wondered about whether he could have some shoot some squirrels in the millennium because so much fun doing it down here, Brother Brown said, well, he said, now look, if you changed a hog to a man, he said, that'd be so million times better than a hog, he said, the poor hog couldn't take it. Now, he said, when you get a person in the millennium resurrection, he said, that's so many more millions of times greater than what you've got now. He said, you can't even think of it. I'll try to mix surf and cedar them with faffadoodle. I tell you, ain't going to happen. Look, a little seed in the ground. It has to drink from his fountain, the waters it pours down. And as it drinks, it pushes up toward him, coming more like the likeness of the seed that went in the ground. See, the church came that way. Now, he doesn't tell about one single individual going through a series through seven church ages. It's the church that went through it. Well, he said church. I'm not reading in here what he didn't say. The church went in the ground. The church come that way through justification, sanctification, baptism, and the Holy Ghost, now in the blossom. There's a full flower of it. Why, he says blossom. Now, don't get carried away. Wheat doesn't have blossom. It doesn't. It's shuck, and wheat turns in. So he's talking about a plant coming up. So the blossom is the final stage. Of course, it does go to seed, but this is what we're looking at. We're looking at the beauty of the whole thing that we couldn't see, that you can only see and understand when the flower is there. That is a rose. You know, I was going through Texas one time. Just going through. And I got west. And I was going through with Jack Bell, and I was spying in the field, and I said, hey, I see something. You know, spying a little eye bit. And I said, now that thing out there, believe me, the form looks just like a thistle. But I miss my guess if those flowers aren't rose flowers, the single rose. And I said, Jack, I want to go out and look at those flowers out there. And sure enough, it was a thistle plant. Now you see, if there hadn't been a flower there, I'd know a thistle plant right off the bat. I look at the flower and it wasn't a rose, it just looked like a rose. But it wasn't a rose. You see, that's the time that you really can see what it really is, is when it comes to the place where you don't have to guess anymore, because it could be something other than you think until it comes to the final stage. That's what Brother Branham is saying here. It's come to the stage now. The Spirit of God come through that. Now he said, notice, the Spirit of God come through that. Now let's watch this. Like a look, a little seed planted in the ground, has to drink from his fountain, the waters will pour down. And as it drinks, it pushes up toward him, coming more like the likeness of the seed that went in the ground. See, the church came that way, through the baptism of the Holy Ghost, now in the blossom. See, the Spirit of God come through that. Look at that. Where do you ever hear language like that? See, where do you ever hear it? You don't. Starts with head, goes back to head. Starts at Pentecost, goes back to what pillar of fire. Pentecost was not the blossom. Pentecost was the seed that first got watered. And the original watering started pushing the church toward that pillar of fire again. A portion of every age and word until it's returned to fullness. That everything that came from the head where everything was is now in the church. There's only one thing left, that's head. So head comes down. That's a perfect man. We saw that. Now, and the spirit of the world has come up through the Antichrist the same way and now blossoming out in the great union of churches. Antichrist doing the same thing. It's in the blossom stage. The bride is gathered. The churches are gathered. See the whole thing. The individual comes that way. What do you mean individual? We come by the moving of the Holy Spirit. They never had what it took in Luther's time, nor in Wesley's time, or in Pentecost's time. It's only in this time. So we come this way. We're part of it. Don't try to put yourself back in Pentecost and seven church ages. It ain't going to work. Won't work. You've got to put what's for now, this hour. So it comes, it's now, he's just saying, now watch, everything works on the same scale. What do you mean scale? God's got one plan. Now there's two cosmos, but there's one plan. There's two worlds. One is God's order, the other is Satan's order. But God is even over Satan's order. And he's put ministers, everything else in there. So Satan can only run it as God lets him run it. Now you see, that's exactly what we're looking at. The church is exactly run the bride by God, and the world is exactly run by the by Satan as God lets him run it. You got no two different ways. But notice, he uses the word scale. Now scale weighs things, very good. But also the word scale means to ascend and descend. And so God's scale goes up and Satan's scales go down. They're descending. The world system is going to end in an Antichrist man. Ours are going to end the wedding supper, where God incarnates himself for his glory and for ours. Now, everything works on the same scale, God's scale. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Then so therefore, as the word produces Christ in flesh, there'll be an Antichrist produced in flesh. Notice, on your way growing to the fullness of the resurrection led by the Spirit. Growing. Oh, come on. That's been doing since the day of Pentecost. I wasn't back there. But I'm a part of that growth. Now, if I can recognize the previous growth, which Brother Branham did in the church ages, under the seals I'll be placed in the present growth. That's Joshua. That's Ephesus. Now listen, don't try too hard to get this. Just let your thinking go like I let mine go. You got to come to the place where your thinking is no good to you. It doesn't do you a bit of good. You just got to let it go. Now, I know I preach terribly hard and I'm going to bear down on you so bad and make it rough on somebody. I don't mean to. Because I don't mean to be too rough on people. I'm rough on principle. And then again, that's maybe not good either. Now, on your way growing to the fullness of the resurrection led by the Spirit. Now, he said fullness of the resurrection. Why? Because we potentially had it back from the day of Pentecost, my brother, sister. And it's coming more and more and more and more into view. Now we are finally in the hour of it. See? And there's a growth. Now in our understanding here, when he speaks of the word growth, you will understand this. That the resurrection is in process now, as it was through six previous church ages, but the six previous church ages did not bring the processor. Only brought him now. Judge. With vindication. The message gathering the people. The one whose voice said, come out of her, my people. Though he used the voice of a man. Like it just says here, this is the one Brother Branham. This is not all of what was written. It should be, the whole thing should have been here with Brother, when God spoke to you, Brother Branham. I'm the Lord that raised up Christ from the grave. I'm the one that sent the Holy Ghost. I'm the one that gave the promise. Brother Branham has nothing to do with this. I surrendered his life to me. That's what he said. God surrendered Brother Branham's own life to him. I'm using his spirit. I'm talking to his lips. That's me. I'm the Lord. I guess that's pretty well the contained. But what goes before it and also after is interesting too, to a degree. But actually, God actually spoke through this prophet here. All right. Now that was the great processor himself with the channel. Okay. Now, as the sun issues and pulls the little plant that's drinking from God's fountain, just keep, see, it can only drink from one thing. You pour oil down on that with the seed, one time kills it. Stagnated water, old water is no good, that's contaminated. Stunt the growth. Is that what he said in Matthew? Stunning the growth? Sure. It won't bear fruit. Is that right? But you pour real good soft rainwater. Amen. Now what's rain? The word, the rain that cometh off from heaven is the word. You pour good water, good rain on it. Good word. No man made chemicals. No creeds, no dogmas. Just let it come from heaven above. Well, pillar fire came heaven above. He is the word. And he's going to talk to us. Reduced himself to speech, as it were. Watch that little plant. There's no water will grow that like that rainwater. You put chlorine and stuff in it, dose it up with that, first thing kills the plant. Sure it does. Kills the fish and everything else. Kills you too. That's what's the matter today. They try to give them water from denominational fountains. Broken cisterns. He preached on that too. And it stunts the growth. Come where the dewdrops of mercy are bright. Shine all around me by day and by night. Jesus, the light of the world. Then you've got it then. We'll walk in the light. That beautiful light. Come where the dewdrops of mercy are bright. Shine all around me. Take these man-made fountains away from me. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Why? Because that alone cleanses. The bride is made perfect by. People say, well, just then, brother, I think the Holy Ghost. Now, hold it. If you weren't perfect, the Holy Ghost wouldn't have come in. It's got to be without blemish, without spot. Get your thinking right, brother, sister. So, brother Bale, the thing is, you haven't learned this new man. You see, two comes before one. That's what Cain thought, and he went to hell for it. That's where your new math is from, too. I know sevens are there for one reason, because God does everything in sevens. You can make things work, but they found the new math wasn't as hot as they thought it was. Something like the metric system. No, he's trying to pull it on me because I'm not interested. So don't give me your man-made blood either. That's all the fountain I want to know. Let the word dwell in me, Lord. Water it by thy spirit. Now that's a different thing. Spirit waters it. Look, the seed was there in the first place. The blood cleanses. You're made perfect before God. Right, just justified. Knows nothing against you. Holy Ghost comes in on those grounds. See, all right. Notice. Now if that spirit that raised up Jesus from the grave dwell in you. Now watch. You potentially have life. That's why he said, you Lutherans potentially have the Holy Ghost.
Oh my, did the Lutherans not have the Holy Ghost?
Oh, come on. How could they be bride and not be born again? You know, you say, Brother Bill, why are you so rough when you preach? And we can tell by your voice. Sure, you can tell by the voice. Because look at, this is what's still going on. And they're still staying there. They got their messed up theology, but not from a prophet. Luther not have the Holy Ghost. Hogwash. Wesley couldn't hold a candle to him. I don't care if he made mistakes. Everybody makes mistakes. You talk about a man that had something with Luther. Read his books, you'll find out what he had. See? Potentially. He's talking about life himself. You and I have a modicum. We have the spark that's going to get us there on the grounds that it is what he recognizes to bring up your bodies. You can be full of the Holy Ghost, brother, sister, two-thirds as much as Jesus Christ. And you know I'm lying right there. There ain't no way. But I just want to exaggerate a point. It would still take God to raise you. That's what I'm trying to get across. That's the thing you want to understand. You see? Now, watch. Potentially you have life led by the Spirit to quicken the word to you to believe it. The little thing keeps pushing up as it grows to that. I had a note here on my page, I guess. I don't know what it was. It doesn't matter. I can't see it. It says, notice something. Well, who notices it? Notice. At Pentecost, their bodies were quickened to a new life. Now watch. He's going back in a type to bring you today to how you will be quickened in your hour to what you're believing to. Now, the majority of the same things, except one thing, this is finishing off. Comes an hour when the reaper catches up with the sower. Now, if the reaper catches up with the sower, who is the sower? The Son of Man. Who is the reaper? Son of Man. Whew, glory. We're going to get off this earth pretty soon. Ain't going to hold me down here, boy, I tell you what. It ain't no use trying to do it, because I've made up my mind I'm going. I'll worry about Lee Bailey or anybody else. I know this is the craziest thing I've been in any place I've been in my life. And you'll never explain the seventh sea, but I believe this is it. Pentecost years ago said, better felt than tell. I ain't going by feelings at all. Fully on feelings. Oh, I like to feel good, certainly. Who doesn't? I like to taste good, too. You know, cheesecake with strawberries on top. I'm going to be like that black boy. Two black boys got in the fight. One guy said something nasty. Listen, boy, he said, not what he said. I'm going to make you eat your words. He said, you make me eat words? He said, yeah. Oh, he said, good. He said, watermelon, fried chicken, bananas, cream pie. And he says, ice cream by the gallon. You're going to make me eat words, eh? He said, well, start doing it. All right. That's the other side, eating real good, talking about him. I'm going there. Can't wait.
Amen.
Oh, resurrection glory to God. Can't wait. He said, best of who needs the best of. I'm talking about a real house, he said. Oh, yeah. Now, notice these people. In their day, they were cowards. You know, there's a lot of people bluff. We ain't bluffing. A lot of people in this message think I'm bluffing. I'm bluffing. Never in my life have I been prepared to face the music as I'm prepared now. Now, listen, I'm letting you know something. And don't think I'm bold and gracious or anything. I am a jerk standing up here and a coward by myself. And I hate to face the music normally, but I am ready to face it if I have to. I don't know. I don't like the thought. But I'm ready. That means if I got to die, I got to die. If I got to go to hell, I got to go to hell. I got no assurance of hell. I got a lot of heaven. I got no assurance of dying. I got a lot of assurance of getting out of here without dying. But I could die. But you see, these people, something happened. Now, he doesn't talk of any other age, though they had it, but not like the first age and the last age, because the first and the last age are really one with the interpolation of five others. Right? Because he said another Ephesus, right? So, Lee Bay was right all years ago, and he began preaching that. Now, see, once you get the message, I don't see where you make any boners. I mean, not trying to stand here in ourselves, just trying to say, look, hey, God's God. You know what I mean? We're looking at God today, brother. We're not looking at some crap. Oh, you're like Dr. Howard Carter, great Pentecostal man from Great Britain years ago. Very wonderful person and artist. And he would sit down to teach because he was getting up in years a bit. But he said, Christ sat down to teach. He said, I thought maybe I might do the same thing. He said, not to try to be like him. But, you know, he said, if he did it, I think that's a good idea. Everybody got relaxed and was beautiful. And he told how it was that he went to one of these factories, you know, where they did hand pottery work. And he said that he watched them put it on the wheel and how they did this and how they did the figures on it by hand and they did the painting and they baked it and they did this and they baked it and back and forth. And then he said he went one place to a factory and he said, what they did, they took a thing and they went, he said, Bible school, he said, and denominations, he said, that wasn't God. Well, we're at the end time. There's no other, we're dealing with the master craftsman.
Amen.
And then he told how that when they beat, they used to beat the gold, he said, they beat the gold, and he said, brass will break, but he said, you beat gold, it doesn't break, you beat it right down, beat all the flaws out. You know, like Brother Brown talked about the Indians doing that, beating all the slag and stuff, what do you call that, the dross out, get to hold all the junk out of that stuff there. And then he said, in the last work, he said, they took, he said, he had to have an artisan who could do fine needlework. And he said, that's that little needlework that people give you, you know, and at the end, be a real Christian, you know, what do you call it, acupuncture. My wife needles me, she's an acupuncture. This is my wife, it's other people. All right, notice in here, at the end time. Now, see, they were cowards. They say, well, just a minute, Brother Dale. Does that mean that Jesus from that point on said, now, if they persecute you in this city, don't flee to the other? No. You're it. Run for your life. Peter didn't say, well, angel of God, somehow in that prison, but you know, they put me in here. I better wait till the morning. They didn't cut my head off. I don't hear Paul saying, listen, you birds, I'm ready to die. Hallelujah. You kill me. He said, I appeal to Rome. Fact.
A lot of kooks in this world, kid. They don't all live where moss grows on them either. All over the world. Yeah. Quickened. Notice. But they had the mechanics, see? What mechanics? They had a promise. They had a promise of the Holy Spirit. And that promise was just as good in this sense, with life or without life in the people, because it was life in God, and God can't fail. And the word was already planted for that hour. So there had to be somebody to get it. All right. They were standing there saying, oh, I'm afraid of those people out there. I'm afraid to go up and make a claim because, oh, all those bishops and things out there. I'm afraid to those priests and what have you. I'm afraid to make the claim. Afraid I'd say I believed on him. Oh, I just can't do it, you see. But all of a sudden, the dynamics come. Yes, and what did they do? Not only filled their spirit inside, quickened their mechanics. Their bodies were quickened. They were no more cowards. Brother Peter was crucified upside down. Paul had his head cut off. They went right out to face the people, said men in Judea that dwell in Jerusalem. Where before the dynamics come, they were just mechanics. What's mechanics? Mechanics is the seed that came in a piece of dirt. That's clay, like you and me. But nonetheless, sons of God. Now the hour of promise, you shall receive the Holy Ghost. And they did. And it had an effect. You men in Jerusalem, let it be known unto your heart and my words. They are not drunk as you suppose. I'm one of them. This is that. I'll show you what it is. It's the scripture. This is that. And I've always said, if this ain't that, let me keep this until that comes along. Brother Branham said that. Well, this is that. Notice, this is that that was spoken by the prophet Joel. It'll come to pass in the last days, saith God, I'll pour my spirit upon all flesh. See, mechanics come to dynamics. They weren't afraid anymore. Let me tell you something. In many, many places, you'll find Brother Branham says the last days are the last 2 days. But you will find a place where he hinges it right to this hour, like I've done ever since he's been off the sea. I wondered for years, have I got a right to say it? I said, I know I've got a right to say it because the sun and the moon have not turned to blood even yet. But it's on its way. Then I found where Brother Branham said it. Okay. No, this is that spoken by the prophet Joel. It'll come to pass in the last days. Now, some of you people that are afraid. Now, watch now. Some of you people that are afraid that some woman will laugh at you for having long hair, for quit wearing makeup. Some of you men that are afraid your organization will throw you out when you baptize your congregation, scripture baptism, that's Lord Jesus Christ. You need to close yourself in the upper room to the dynamics. Come, that's right. What's he saying? You ain't got it. Because if you do have it, and you're in need of correction, you'll be corrected. It changed them. It quickened them. It made them different. Ah, that's it right there, different. They were changed people from then on. It quickened them from an old life of being a coward to like the Lion of the tribe of Judah. In the end time, he roars like a lion, but he's an eagle. So therefore, you're not afraid to be an eagle. You're not afraid of serpent seed. And you, my sister, believe in serpent seed, that that animal had something to do with Eve and got her pregnant. Oh, you. Amen. That fellow was so gorgeous, he didn't have any trouble with her at all. And the same women are more anxious to jump in bed with a man than they ought to turn their car into a driveway almost. I got a little bitter about women. I don't mean to be. I'm not really. But it's got to the place where it's all over. Because women aren't women any longer, hardly anywhere. And men are hardly men anymore. And I'm not trying to talk about macho men who flex their muscles and act like a bunch of jerks. I'm talking about real men, courteous, kind, and understanding, and women that are ladies. I know men had a lot to do with it. Serpent was a man. He didn't have female organs, don't worry. Men are a lot to blame. But let me tell you something, a man brought us back to God. Amen. Not a woman. A woman has nothing to do with it. And I speak that as part of the bride of Jesus Christ. There's something horribly wrong. People simply can't talk with anything hardly anymore, but you've got to be some kind of a jerk to the world. But that's what it pays to be an eagle. That's the price it costs. You're not afraid to stand up in what you believe. They say, what do you believe? I laugh and I say, a little bit of everything. I say, oh, we've got some Seventh-day Adventists in it, but we don't worship on Saturday because we don't believe in any eternal hell. We've got a little Jehovah's Witnesses too because we believe in presence. Not like they do, of course, because they were wrong. And we're regular Baptists because we do believe in eternal security, except for one thing, we are secure and they're not. And we do believe in falling away, you see, because some never got there to fall away in the first place. They always were. So we believe in everything, but we believe it right. By that time, either they're laughing and they know that I'm not going to get serious, but I was. Sure. What they believe, they can do what they want. Later, if they want to talk, then we do get serious. Lion, the tribe of Judah, they faced martyrdom. They nailed the crosses, crucified upside down, burnt, thrown in lions' dens. No more cowards. But death had no victory over them. The dynamics was in the mechanics. You see, they could die and be martyred because. And everyone could have been. Resurrection down the road. But we're going to be glorified right here. We're not going to go to resurrection. This is the hour for both of these. Now listen. Here's another thing for proof. So quickened them in such a way, you know what? They were lifted up in heavenly places. Their mortal bodies so quick until their language changed. It quickened their language. That's what the Bible says. Mortal bodies being quickened. Language quickened. Thoughts quickened. Spirit quickened. Lives quickened. They were quickened all together. In other words, there wasn't one part that wasn't quickened. Get a whole job on the whole man. They tried to talk and couldn't. Now that'd be nice if that happened. But you know what? We got a new language too. When you talk Branhamese, you ain't talking fundamentalese. And when you believe Branham, you don't believe fundamental. We can take anything the Catholics got, show them where they went off. Yep. Why not be right? I say, well, just a minute. Now, just a minute. You mean William Branham? Are you going to, you just wouldn't dare. You wouldn't dare. But are you willing to be responsible for the people? Oh, yes. If I'm wrong, I'll be judged instead of death. Now the shoe's on the other foot. Because they're going to be judged for what they taught too. But they duck. Now you say, Brother Bailey, would you really be responsible for preaching the pulpit preach? Why do you think I'm here? I am whether I want to be or not. How do you know you're right? Nobody knows he's right. You weren't there and came back. And William Branham, he's over there somewhere. Will he come back? I hope so. Who knows? But you see, faith is where you believe in the unseen because you've had something to do with the substance of it over there already. Your one part here is waiting to catch up, and at this hour, it has already come to meet you. Right. Oh yeah, brother said, I got no worries. Let them worry. They want to worry about me, wonderful. They can pray, ain't gonna do them no good. All right? If the spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, hallelujah. It'll quicken your mortal bodies this hour. It'll make you do things you didn't do before. Sure does. They were full of quickening power then. See, your body isn't subject to sin anymore. The desires, one might say, come on out here. You say, shut your mouth. Oh, we got the biggest. Shut your mouth. Oh, you're an eagle to say that. See? I didn't, you know, Brother Van said to this lady, shut up and sit down. Now he's using language like me. Now I didn't catch it from him. He must have heard me somewhere. Did you ever see how independent an old eagle walks? You ever notice those birds? Man, I tell you what, they take a dog and just claw his insides out. They hit him. I tell you what, they're rough. Not that you go around, you know, bothering people. It's just that, you know, hey, I know what I'm doing, where I'm going. He don't hop like a vulture to every dead carrying, laying on the ground. No, sir, he walks proud. It's like saying, shut your mouth.
This is what is in here. But something that's, oh, here's a good dinner over here.
That's what the crow says. Not for me. I'm the one that got out of the pen, the chicken pen. My desires have changed. My appetite is different. You know something? Poor old Jeremiah. The Lord said, you got to eat, you know, mingle your bread with manure. It was supposed to be human manure. He said, oh, Lord, he said, not then. Well, he said, I'll lower it a bit. See, the prophet knew by type that you can't fool with the word. Every word had to count. Some people, they don't mind eating, you know, the chickens, you know, they'll follow a horse and a cow to pick the oats that is nicely swollen up through part of the process of digestion. And you know, this isn't too bad when you understand that we eat sprouted grain. And the first stage of, in the stomach, the fermentation, that grain comes out whole through the cow and the horse, and the chicken comes along and picks it up. That's okay for chickens, but not eagles. I don't need pre-digested food. You know, through organizations and creeds. I've got my trade from a prophet, bless God. Right from the mouth of God, because he is the mouth of God. Remember, God says to Laodicean church, I'm spewing you out of my mouth. In other words, your headship is gone, you're finished. I'm here to be the head, and I brought a prophet to talk with me, and I'm talking through a prophet. Now you listen. Church says, forget it. So he said, well, that's fine, I forget you too. The book gets closed. See, well, I'm telling you, that's what the Bible said. If a man's forward me, I'm forward with him. If he treats me lightly, I'll treat him lightly. Yes, sir, he said to Job, where are you? And I laid the foundation. He says, shut up and sit down. Now, we are in a period where God says, shut up and sit down. I wish we recognized that. Oh, and he raised up Christ from the dead, from the grave, dwelling in you, quickened your mortal bodies unto his presence. You recognize it, the presence. You're no longer a scavenger. You're an eagle. You don't want the things of the world. That's the carrion, the creeds, the dogmas. You're a son and daughter of God. You're feasting at the fountain that the world knows nothing about. You're drinking. Somebody that the world knows nothing about, but you know about. You're eating hidden manna that the world never even knew about. For you're an eagle. You're quickened up where you can get to it. What about that hidden manna? Revelation 2:17. He that hath ear, let him hear, he said the Spirit to the churches. He that overcometh, will I give to eat of the hidden manna? Will I make give him a white stone and a stone with a new name written, which no man knoweth, but he that receiveth it. Brother Branham put a lot of those under the thunders, the new name under the thunders and all. That wasn't in the seventh church age. These things here that were mysteries are under the thunders. And under the thunders they have come forth, my brother, sister. The hidden manna has come out, hidden from even before the foundation of the world. Who got it? You and I got it. Never had it back there in the first church age. No way. Paul said it had to come. Paul would have only been privy to the final revelation had he lived. He knew it was there. He knew it was going to come. And Brother Branham was the one that came with it. Humble little fellow. Fooled everybody. Oh, listen. You want to fool people, and you can either be a William Branham, calm, sweet, stay in the background, and be a Muhammad Ali, shoot your face off until people don't even know what you really are. He was the clown to make the money, and he laughed all the way to the bank. And he's still laughing. And now you get him serious? He said, sure, I put on an act. And now the big smart guys were suckered by Muhammad Ali, a punch-drunk boxer, because that's what he is, not punch-drunk. Notice how he slurs everything else? And William Branham was a boxer, too, and he just backed away. But he was better than Muhammad Ali. He could fly like a butterfly, and he'd be more than stung like a bee. Muhammad Ali could pulverize one man in a ring, but William Branham stood there and took as many as a million, if necessary, spirits under his control for the glory of God. You couldn't move. Not one thought that wasn't revealed if he had to have it. Everything's in tight, brother, sister. Everything around the world. I don't fool with it. Why should I? Say, I got too much. My joy is in the Word. The Lord told me to keep off that stuff anyway. So I don't want to disobey Him. All right. He says here, you can't get it down here. You get it up here. In other words, you've got to be in the higher atmosphere. All right. What is he really saying? You can't get it down here. Get it up here. Okay, we go to John 8:23.
Here is he speaking to those Pharisees, serpent-seed the whole bunch. And he said, you are from beneath. I am from above. You are of this world. I am not of this world. So what is beneath? Creeds and dogmas, man-made organization. What's from above? What Brother Branham brought us. It'll quicken you. What did they do? They spoke in other languages. The Bible said that they'd spoken every tongue under heaven. Could you imagine that? Those old mortal bodies in there say, well, I don't know whether I can believe this or not. All at once they were so quickened till the bravery of the line of the tribe of Judah fell on them, over them, waving sheep. Oh, that ego come to call its own. They love not their lives. I had the same experience. I told you, sitting there under the rapture tape sermon. Oh, Brother Brown, I don't know if I can believe it. Suddenly, what happened? You tell me. Quickened. The quickener was there. Inside and outside. When was he ever wrong? Shouts the message. Glory to God. He's been there ever since. They'll fool with this stuff. All right. There was the lion sheep. This is the eagle sheep. After seven church ages, with a prophet on the scene, it should be a million times easier to believe than at any time since Jesus was literally there in the flesh. And since the atmosphere was so much against Jesus in his day, and supposed to be so much for him in this day, how come they're missing it? Wrong atmosphere. Wrong rain. Wrong seed. Wrong everything. Notice, back there the lion was the Alpha. Today, it is the eagle, the Omega. He is one and the same. But different parts in the drama as is necessary. For one is a sower and one is a reaper. One was where the lion roared. And they sat up and took notice. That the Gentiles did. The next time it was as the lion roaring, but he came appealing strictly to a word, and the mind was so clouded and befogged, the simplicity went over their heads. There's going to be more who give their life blood. Now, Brother Branham's taking a piece of a song here from the first age, how they were martyred. For this holy gospel and this crimson flood, will they martyr again? Not necessarily, but there'll be a martyrdom that you'll commit yourself by going to the Word, because the minute you do, you're finished. Squeeze hasn't come down yet. Praise God. Let it come down. Somehow there'll be amazing grace. There has to be, brother, sister. Don't worry about that day. Just let's take the day in a stride. If He gives us meat in due season, we'll be strong enough to rise above it all. There the Son has got to be revealed again in the bride in the last days. Now, was He revealed in the bride in the last, in the first day? Yes. Now, they were talking in tongues which were known, staggering around under the power. And the man who was given the charge to reveal it says, I'll tell you what's going on. Paradox. And those that believed it, they got it. Now, the end time is the same way. They don't believe they won't get it. Quickening power has got to come. Quicken out of these dead denominations. That wasn't back there at Pentecost. And creeds to living word of the living God. They only had part of the word back there. It quickens them to new life. Something they never had before. People are going to walk into immortality. Listen, you know that's really something. You know what? I don't remember a time in my life outside of being a tiny, tiny little kid when I ever woke up in the morning refreshed. I've always battled my body. Not just because I'm lazy. I'm lazy. Won't make no mistake about it. But even, I think even my eyelashes are tired. I remember years ago, a preacher commented. He said, I got this book in my house. If you can get the energy to come up and get it. And he didn't know how desperately tired I always was. I always been tired. Now, I could always work, and I still work. But desperately tired. I don't know what it is. Born tired. I don't know. I'm waiting for the day. I told my mother when I was about 12, I said, Ma, I said, I'm waiting for the day when I die. I said, the time that my body just goes on me, I know I'll feel good for the first time. Oh, she got mad. Well, maybe I hope she found out that was right. She died. I don't know. You know, you're bound to feel good. If you got any feelings at all. What if he'd like to like, what do you think Abraham felt like that morning? What's going on? Oh, my. You know, yeah, we could stand here till it happened, and you ain't going to know any different until it does happen. So let's keep moving. Let's keep moving. Revealed in the bride again the last day. Quickening power's got to come. Notice they were so quickened in the quickening power. Listen, I'm trying to show you. The quickening power wasn't only in their soul, but it was all over them. Not only did dynamics come into quicken, but it quickened the mechanics. You see what I mean? They were so quickened their tongues began to speak another language. So do ours now. No more the old theology. So quickened by the power of the resurrection of Christ, they laid their hands. They were so quickened by the power till they laid their handkerchiefs upon the sick. They got well. Quickened your mortal bodies. They were healed by laying on of hands. Now, Brother Branham said, that's a genuine healing revival because it pointed to something. Now, what about this? What about when you're quickened according to Ephesians 1, 17 to 23? Where are you? Then you're in Ephesians 4. It's all over. And you know what, at that time in Ephesians 4, when you come there, never get tired of Ephesians 4, because why should I? That's my book, Brother Branham. You know, he said it was, so bless God, let's bless God. Now he said here after Ephesians 4, 17, therefore this I say and testify in the Lord, from henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that's in them, because of blindness of heart, who being past feeling have given themselves to lasciviousness, working all uncleanness with greediness. So you've not learned of Christ, if so be you heard him, and been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus. Put it off, he tells you. Quicken. I know. How'd you like to go back to your old churches? Goodbye, honey. Nice knowing you. I know it was or not, but I'll be courteous. You couldn't go back to your old church. In fact, my mother was a good cook. But I'm going to tell you something. I ate food in Norway and Sweden. Gee, whoa. Just bring on them elastic pants. Oh, listen, brother, sister. I left Pentecost and it left me. In other words, I don't have any taste anymore. You know, little kids are perverted because they're given sugar and all that junk, you know? Everybody's perverted. We is unperverted. Because we're converted. All right, now let's believe it, bless God. This, I'm not telling you a bedtime story. It's the truth. Now, and the Spirit quickened their fellowship together with God. Till they were so quickened in the presence of God. Let me tell you something, brother, sister. The presence of God in Christ in you and in the whole bride is not the presence of the one that was in the pillar of fire and we're going to face in the body of Jesus Christ. Don't let anybody ever tell you different. No. 50 billion converted full of the Holy Ghost will never make him. Look, I'm going to tell you something. It's going to be nice, like Brother Branham said, God is so good to us because he knows you know what we are. Even in the resurrection, he lets us get away with it. He said, all right, from down here on earth, you're going to see each other for so many days, so many hours it is, and you're going to love each other and say, hey, did this one make it? I thank God, and we're going to love each other. And then when the times to go up, we won't even think of each other. Every eye will be on him. Amen. Well, now, I'm not going to forego the time down here because he wants it. But it ain't going to be nothing to that time when we see him. No, we got it made in that area. See, always in the presence of God. Until when a person died, their soul just had gone off. It called him back to life again. That's what we know right here. Oh, if old Bill Dow was one of the elect of God, I believe he was. I know Brother Branham sure was. Oh, man, it's just little no time at all we're going to see him walking on this earth. This generation's going to see him. I'm going to see him on earth. And if I don't, I'm going to come back and walk with them. That's the way I got it all figured out. I mean, there can't be any doubt there. I don't believe for 1 minute I'm going to miss it. Even if I just stick around to pour water in somebody's hands, I'm going to be there. That's good. Don't have to turn on the tap even. See? That's right. Quicken. Not only was his resurrection for himself, but for whosoever will. He didn't wave himself to prove himself. When did God need vindication? Fact, we needed faith. Rapture in faith. Amen. Listen. Whoso to the predestinated seed lying there quickens the mortal body, laid hands the sick, they recovered, prayed, in the spirit they saw vision. What opened the door to the Gentiles? Visions! Man named Cornelius cometh, sheet led down from heaven. What closes this hour? A prophet with visions. Greater than Daniel, no doubt. Maybe the greatest prophet ever lived. Oh, yeah. Don't sell the short, brother, sister. Going to close it.
Hallelujah.
What does it say in Ephesians here? It said the spirit of wisdom, revelation, comes to the church, bringing the church and revealing what day we're living in, just the same as Gabriel came to Daniel. The great visionary. Daniel had one vision. He could tell one king, one dream. The man had forgotten. Brother Branham told dozens of them. Stood right there when Paul Boyd and Waterloo, Iowa came in. We were having breakfast. Brother Branham shook his hand. He said, Brother Branham, you got a minute? He said, don't want to bother you. Oh, sure, Paul, got a minute? He said, don't want to tell you a dream. He said, no, Paul, I'll tell you your dream. Told him his dream.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, those things are real. And no quack either. Anybody can come later on, you know. I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. Anybody can come later on, you know, and do things because you've got counterfeits. But you could never have a counter without a genuine. Amen. Listen, that's right. Quicken their mortal bodies. Hey, our time's up. And if it comes to you, well, let me see. How many pages did I get you? Oh, I did fabulous. I got 4 pages then. I'm going to take my vacation before it takes me. there right now. That's right. Quicken their mortal bodies, if so comes unto you. If so be now, you can say it's so. But if it's so, these signs follow them, see? And it quickens your mortal body. It'll quicken you. Now remember, he said, the Spirit coming up through a bride. Didn't say some big shot coming up less time. Bless God. All going to have great miracles. Hallelujah. And we all going to do great mighty work. Bless God. That's how it goes. Hallelujah. That ain't how it goes. That's wrong. Now, if it weren't my clowning, you wouldn't get it. Because even Brother Branham was made a sideshow according to God in the ministry. He said, the Spirit comes up through the church. And when it came to headship, it meant one thing, prophet, 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 prophet. He saw it all. And the seeds run out. Yeah. If it hasn't, it soon will. Now, if you can't see that, you don't see nothing. You're still back in Pentecost in the 6 days. You don't know seven blows it. It says the fan to separate. Didn't say to start something. It says separate. Don't worry about the tape. If I say anything more, it ain't going to matter anyway, and I ain't saying anymore. Comes up through the church, and he's here. Headship. Waved over the people to know what's going on. It's going on. They say, hey, what's down the road? Hey, what's back there? Hey, he's here.
Amen.
Amen. Let's rise. Heavenly Father, we're grateful again for your love, mercy, and grace, your goodness, Lord. I can begin to see how the prophet, no way he could want to taper off, because everything flows and flows and flows, and it's all so wrapped up in the one moment. Malachi 4. And 6, Luke 17 and 30, back there in Matthew 4 and in the 12th chapter also. All of these things coming to pass, Revelation 10, 1 to 7. Seeing them all, Lord God, everything, just no way of escape. The Scripture all here before us. Now forgetting those things which are behind, immediately captivated by that which lies right under our noses, so to speak. And seeing it right here, Lord, and we are part of it. And the only reason we know is because we are part of it by understanding it, knowing what is going on. That's exactly right, Lord. We know that. We believe that. And if we're wrong, then we what was it? Praise be to God anyway. There's a bride out there somewhere that's right.
because we know we're this much right, that, Lord, you do have a bride. And, Father God, we just look for more humility in your presence. We know that you were so humble that you came all the way down. Help us to go all the way down, to lose every thought and every control of ourselves until absolutely you have control of us and you have us in subservience, and that's what we want. And we know it's not an abject subservience, it's the glorious subservience of serving the mighty God, the everlasting Father, the King of Kings, the altogether one. Heavenly Father, bless each one. Don't let one person in this building miss it, Lord. Don't let any...